Hey, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip, an episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversation, keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. Today I'm reading from an excellent book, The Mistress Manual, The Good Girl's Guide to Female Dominance, from Mistress Lorelei. Mistress Lorelei talks about why somebody might be interested in exploring female dominance and why a man might be interested in exploring male submission. That is an interesting and valuable question to explore. So I wanted to read this chapter from a seasoned amateur dominatrix, meaning she doesn't work professionally, but she explores this fully in her private life. She's particularly speaking about having a female dominant and a male submissive. So this is a peek into why somebody might be interested in exploring female dominance and male submission. So I will read from her book. Here we go. Why become a mistress? Some unexpected pleasures. For my readers who have already tasted the heady wine of total control over a submissive male, this question may seem absurd. The answer is so obvious. Being a mistress is fun. Female dominance offers the mistress a cornucopia of delights. The submissive male enjoys it too, although there are moments in scene where he may not seem to do so. But why should a woman enjoy forcing her beloved husband into a humiliating costume of corset, high heels, and ruffled sissy panties? What would make a man, often a powerful, highly paid professional, gladly submit to a severe spanking while so attired? What is so much fun about playing power games? The reasons generally fall into three categories. First, the joy of escape into a fantasy world. Second, the sheer sensual delight of the costumes, the risk, and the physical stimulation. Third, the bliss of sharing the deepest possible intimacy and trust with another human being. The joy of fantasy. No matter how pleasant and fulfilling your daily life is, sometimes you need to escape from your role as responsible adult, dutiful worker, or dedicated family member. The more stressful that role is, the further it is from your own deepest impulses, the more you need an escape from the limitations of everyday life. Some people use alcohol, drugs, or gambling to transcend their ordinary lives, but these activities generally prove to be both destructive and unsatisfying. But the escape provided by a rich fantasy life can be constructive and extraordinarily fulfilling. Instead of destroying true intimacy, shared fantasy increases it. Instead of harming the body, sexual release helps it. Instead of stifling the needs of your true self, fantasy allows you to express and realize your deepest needs. And in the process, fantasy brings forth a new, stronger reality, a new and powerful self. The practice of female domination allows the mistress to express her power, the tough and controlling part of herself that may be unacceptable at work or in the community. When you assume the role of mistress with its attendant garb, behavior, speech, and rituals, you may feel like you are becoming someone else. In the process, you will find yourself allowed to say and do things strictly forbidden in ordinary life. Paradoxically, that someone else is yourself, just a part of yourself that you don't ordinarily allow to speak. The transformation is uniquely liberating. Letting your wicked and powerful inner self out to play is more than a sure cure for stress. In Jungian terms, it is a way of integrating your shadow, the hidden and rejected self. Becoming a dominatrix may at first seem schizophrenic, especially if you're still a nice girl. Later, you will find the mistress's powers infiltrating your daily life. For example, you may become more assertive in ordinary situations. If you can imagine commanding your leering male boss to lick your shoes for daring to take a liberty with you, you may react with the proper icy disdain, plus lawsuit, when he sexually harasses you, instead of asking yourself what you did to invite his unspeakable caresses. Eventually, your dominatrix self will be not the opposite of your usual self, but a playful intensification of it. As a mistress, you will be able to command the respect you may not otherwise receive. Because on many levels, our culture devalues the female and exalts the male. Every day, women suffer the onslaughts of power-maddened males, from rowdy construction workers to condescending bankers. Congress alone should turn any self-respecting woman into a dominatrix. It is a positive pleasure to come home from an encounter with a stupid, crude, or demeaning male to a sissy maid who worships and adores your divine femaleness. A properly trained male submissive will respect all the attributes of the female, from our pedicured feet to our delicate panties to our beautiful hair, and yes, our power as well. Moreover, you will enjoy the thrill of rebelling against all the deluded creatures, male and female, who taught you that men must be placated, appeased, and served. As a mistress, you will order a male to placate, appease, and serve you. A welcome change. There is also the simple excitement of power, which has been called the greatest aphrodisiac. Having your commands obeyed, your womanhood worshipped, and your lightest wishes treated as urgent commands is extremely arousing. You will learn to revel in the wicked thrills of power, forcing a man into helpless bondage, ordering him to act as your maid, demanding hours of oral service from his willing mouth and tongue. The infliction of play punishment becomes a thrilling experience. For your blows, which he deserves and desires, will not only produce gratifying evidence of your power in the form of tears, cries, and reddened nether cheeks, they will also produce a change in your partner's behavior. Most of us wish to have an effect in this world, and being a mistress produces quite entertaining and immediate effects. A practical pleasure, but one not to be scorned, is the maid service a wise mistress can extract from her submissive. Most women must beg, nag, and scold their men into doing housework to no avail. Whether doing housework is part of your submissive's fantasy, and it may well not be, negotiating power play can make negotiating other roles much easier. If you have a sissy maid, your house cleaning days may well be over, for he takes pleasure in serving. Cooking, house cleaning, laundry, especially delicate hand laundry, can all become part of his sexual satisfaction, an evidence of your growing power, a new and powerless self. But what pleasure does the male find in his embarrassing and frequently painful role? He too has a shadow, a self he cannot acknowledge or express in ordinary life. Boys mustn't cry, or wear frilly clothes, or be passive. They have to be strong, silent, macho men. His role as sissy maid or well-spanked schoolboy or diapered baby permits him to express forbidden emotions and wear taboo clothing. If he simply wants, openly and sincerely, to surrender his will to a woman, that need, as intense and undeniable as thirst, can finally be slaked in scene. Given society's constant demands on men to be masculine, to take charge, to succeed, to get it up and keep it up, to do instead of be, it is no wonder that some of the strongest, brightest, and most successful males seek contact with their hidden selves through submission to a woman's firm but kindly rule. The pleasures of the submissive are the polar opposites of, and therefore closely akin to, the pleasures of the mistress. It is a truism that all polarities express the opposite ends of a single principle or idea. Like yin and yang, darkness and light, submissive male and dominant female need one another to be complete. Moreover, the two are not simply opposites. Even the most severe mistress takes pleasure not only in compelling her slave's submission, but also in fulfilling his fantasies. Likewise, the most subservient slave enjoys not only surrendering to his mistress's power, but also gratifying his own hidden desires. In short, however absolute the lady's command may seem, it is always tempered with a concern for her submissive satisfaction and well-being. And likewise, however abject a slave may appear, he is in some sense in control of the situation, for if he refused to respond, the dominatrix would no longer be in charge. The two roles are symbiotic. Moreover, a submissive never starts out powerless. He must have power in order to hand it over to his mistress, who holds it in a blind trust until he needs it back. That may be the end of the scene, after renegotiation, or even at the end of a lifestyle relationship. She goes on to include the benefits of sensual enjoyments. Aside from the psychological satisfactions outlined above, there are physical pleasures unique to dominant-submission relationships. The role of mistress is both demanding and sexually satisfying. The role of submissive, whether maid, slave, schoolboy, can stretch a male to his limits, but end in true, deep release. End quote. There are, of course, so many other reasons that couples may enjoy playing with dominance and submission, but that is a little taste of why it might benefit and be interesting to women and to men. Mistress Lorelei sort of sees it as a recalibrating our patriarchal culture and women taking back their power. Even if you are not sure if you are interested in exploring lifestyle female dominance or playing out with intense scenes, bringing a little bit of dominance into your sex play can be a fun energy to just shake things up a little bit. So should you be interested, I wonder if you might explore just seeing if you can be incrementally more dominant in the bedroom in some way. One way you can begin to explore the energy of female dominance is to make a request in a commanding tone. Something like, I would like you to come here and kiss my neck. Something like that is a vanilla act. It is an unintimidating act, hopefully something that you already do, but you're making a request in a particular tone that is a bit more commanding. And that can be a fun way to begin exploring how that feels for you, how your partner receives it. Does it feel a little bit sexy? Is there a charge for you? Do you feel uncomfortable? Just exploring this sort of energy incrementally can be a good way of seeing if you'd like to dive deeper into the exploration. So get creative, see if you can think ahead of time even of a few requests or demands that you might like to make politely. You can always practice a commanding tone on your own or in front of the mirror. No shame in that, just exploring what it feels like to take on that persona a little bit for yourself in a very unintimidating kind of way. And equally, if you're interested and there's a charge for you in thinking about being a submissive male, is there one small act you could bring into your sex life that would be embodying that energy for yourself? Some people are turned on by this idea of worshipping a woman's vulva in the act of cunnilingus. Some people are turned on by foot worship. Some people are turned on by kneeling in front of a woman and asking how they may serve her. There are so many different ways you can express male submission, so perhaps explore in your fantasy and in your mind what particular flavor interests you, and just bring one act into your sex life and see how that feels. See how your partner receives it, and then you can talk about it with your partner after. Did that interest you? Was that a turn on? I was just exploring a particular element that I've sort of been curious about. I wonder how you felt about it. Being able to have conversation about these interests is such an important precursor to bringing it all into your sex life. So I hope this has been of service to you and fuels your erotic imagination to think about what your fantasies might be, what parts of yourself you might like to play with in the bedroom and bring forth more overtly than perhaps you have. We have so many facets. If you find yourself curious about playing with this dynamic and want a little more support in how to go about doing that, please feel free to check out our Kinky Mastery course, where we guide you step by step in how to explore what kind of erotic dominance you might like to express, or what kind of submission you might like to express, because there are so many different varieties. Finding what feels most authentic to you and to your relationship is a navigation and an exploration that is valuable and interesting if it calls to you. It is a particular flavor, a particular taste that is for some and not for others. But should you be interested in exploring the Kinky Sex Mastery or any of our other online multimedia erotic mastery courses like couples massage or foreplay mastery or erotic spanking, remember to use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. You can find a link to Mistress Lorelei's book, The Mistress Manual, over at pleasuremechanics.com on the show notes page for this podcast. This is podcast number 188. And remember, for a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways and more, sign up for our newsletter over at pleasuremechanics.com. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.